Hello, friends, and welcome to Troll Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troll Power. I'm your host, Troll Power. This is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way, and I'm really being optimistic here about the battery level of my video game, but it looks like it's working. So with that, I think we're gonna play some Zelda. I'm really looking forward to finishing this game. I've been liking it a lot, but we've now got all three elements we need, and we were told that we need to fuse our sword with the three elements. So
that phantom we saw earlier, he said he was an ancient king of Hyrule. What else do we know? The element was nowhere to be seen in the wind ruins. I guess we'll just have to go to the place marked on a map. But first, you should infuse your sword with that element. We must head for the elemental sanctuary.
Now, see, here's the thing, friends. I am not entirely sure what the elemental sanctuary is. I'm going to go to the Windcrest on top of the mountain where there was the guy who wanted to forge my sword. Is that the elemental sanctuary? Just looking through the stuff on the map and seeing if it gives me any hints. It does not. So, yeah, we're going to shrinky-dink down here on top of the mountain and see if we can go into where this guy was going to work on my sword. I think he already upgraded my sword, though, once. Malari's Mines, that's what this area is called. And yeah, he's nowhere to be seen down here, so... All right, this might be the quickest into an episode I've looked something up, but we're going to look up Elemental Sanctuary Minish Cap. Okay. It's in Hyrule Town. Oh, well. Who would have thought that? Can I play my ocarina in here while I'm tiny? No, of course not. Okay. So let's go make ourselves big again and then go to Hyrule Town. Where is the elemental sanctuary? Let's see. Sanctuary of Elements. First thing you want to do, go to... Okay. Go through North Hyrule Field, Hyrule Castle, go north and west. Okay. So we're going through North Hyrule Field here. I vaguely remember doing this. Ow. Ran into an Octorok. Let's see. There's the castle. So we'll go into the castle, and then we're going to go to the west. There's something, like, hidden up here, right? Ooh, there's a guard pacing around. I'm guessing... Yep. He goes, "Hey, you! Nobody may enter! By the order of the king, none shall pass! Now be gone with you!" So I have to sneak my way in there. This is stealth mission time for good old Link. Okay. Here's a guard walking left and right. Here he comes to the right. As soon as he's behind a hedge, go, 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 Link, go! Oh man, I'm right behind a guard. That can't be good. Oh, I walked into him. Okay, I think I could have gotten by that guy. I bumped into him though. That was my bad. All right, yeah, I'm gone. Just kidding. I'm still sneaking in. These guards have really limited vision, it seems like. I'm going to hide right here, see if he sees me. Oh, he does. Okay. Better vision than I thought, then. Okay. Yep, okay. Hey, this is, Oh, God, I'm not even in there yet. I was just at the entrance. Okay. We're going to get it this time, because I'm getting tired of this section, and I'm sure you are, too. Okay, here we go. Past that guy. Whew. Okay. I'm in my car at the park that had the mysterious tree that I talked about for a couple episodes. And important update on the mysterious tree, its leaves do turn colors in the autumn. So that's probably another clue into what kind of tree it is. Oh, I think we made it! Why did I didn't mean to play Macarena. No, don't take me away, bird! Cancel. Okay, good. I'm still where I was. Here's a ladder. Under a hidden ladder under some bushes. That seems good. Ow, there's snakes in here. It's like a creepy dungeon. There's a button on the floor. I'm gonna press it, and it causes the door to open. Go through the door, and we're inside Hyrule Castle. That's not where I want to be. Forget that. All right. Well, let's climb back out, because the entrance was totally outside. What the heck was that? Oh, it was a person on a bicycle went by. Something like flew behind me so fast. It was really confusing. Okay. Here's some actual staircases going down. This is, I think, where we need to go. Fairies. There are fairies down here. Let's put one in a bottle. This is apparently not where I need to go. Yeah, the winged fan will come to your aid, blah, 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 blah. But where do I go, though? Huh. There's, like, a little tiny hole in the wall that looks like it's a Minish entrance of some sort, but there's no shrinky-dink machine here. What? Okay, let's go back to looking at our instructions. When you are in, go north, but then west. Take the stairs that you see up to a platform. Head down the stairs to your north. What? Oh, this is inside the castle. I remember this. There's like a garden inside the castle, right? Okay, let's go through the secret dungeon that we found into the secret entrance to the castle, because I believe we need to go inside the castle to get where we're actually trying to go. This is where we learned to do our double sword technique, where we multiplied Link into two different things. So we'll go in the castle, let's see. And I don't know, just go this way. Somewhere there's a door into, like, that door doesn't open, so that's not it. That door doesn't open either. Oh, there's a door right here. Here it is, the door to the garden. And then there's, like, a magical portal thing. Yeah, Elemental Sanctuary. Here we are. Mini crystals. Very cool. All right. Let's climb up onto this platform and put our sword into the pedestal. Because now we have three elements. There goes our water element out to the corner. Did I make a joke about Mia Jovovich, however you say her name, being in here? Last time I was here, I bet I did. Ooh, look at this new sword. It's so shiny. Look at that. The power of the water element has infused your blade. The power of this element allows you to split into three copies. Oh, goodness. That's it, huh? What's this sign say?
The inscription, it says. Focus power in your blade and stand on the glowing tile.
I already know how to do it. I don't need your tutorial. Is there anything else for me to do in this elemental sanctuary area? Or is it... Nope, that's it. Okay. Well, now we can make three links. But we only need two to get out of this room, so... yeah, we're gonna make three anyway. There's one, two, three. Yeah, unnecessary third link. Alright, let's get out of here. Actually, I guess I probably don't need my ocarina, because I think the place I'm going is pretty close to where I'm at. But I'm going to put on my Pegasus boots so I can run real fast. All right, now we're outside. Let's keep going outside. Run, 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 run. Run, 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 run through the castle. Oops, I hit a wall. Okay, run, run, run to the left. Into the tunnel. Run, run, run through the tunnel. Keep running. Run, run, run past the snakes. Or through a snake. I definitely ran through one of the snakes. Back out into the garden. I'm not going to bother with the guards this time. I'm just going to talk to a guard. And he's going to be like, hey, get out of here. Okay, I will. I'll leave. Don't worry about it. Okay, now we're going to go out of the castle area. And the area on the map that we need to go to is to our northwesterly direction. So we're going to go back out to get into Hyrule Field proper. And then out to the west. Somewhere. Wait. Where do I... Oh, here we go. Through Hyrule Town, and then out to the west. Here we go. And then we'll need to go north. From Trilby Highlands, we'll head to the north. What's this sign say? The Royal Valley is to the north. Heck yeah, that sounds like a good place to go. There's a broken bridge here. Oh, but I can swim now. We'll just swim up the river. We don't need your bridge. We don't need no stinking bridges. Maybe we need a bridge, because the only place I can go is a little cave over here. Let's check this little cave. Hey, there's a piece of heart. Thanks. And a ladder. We'll go up the ladder. More dungeon areas. There's a ladder going up, but there's also a real big block. Gosh, there'd have to be, I don't know, 3 boys to push that block. Good thing there's 3 links, and we can push that block real good. Heck yeah, look how strong we are. And now we can climb up a different ladder. A better ladder. A ladderier ladder. Open a treasure chest. 200 mysterious shells in that treasure chest. Ooh, now we're in the Royal Valley. It's all spooky here.
So what do you think, Link? Pretty dark and spooky, isn't it? Makes you want to cry, doesn't it? What? You're not scared? Well, good, neither am I. So, come on, let's go.
Oh, man. I think this episode's coming out the week after Halloween. It's too bad this isn't on Halloween, because this is now a spooky episode full of spooky ghosts and crows, and I'm killing them all with my sword. Yeah, I killed 2 ghosts and a crow so far. What up? You ain't got nothing on me, spooky forest. Okay, now it's really dark. I can literally not see anything around Link. There's just like a teeny tiny circle and then darkness. I'm gonna take a picture of this. This is gonna be our album art, so you can see what total and complete darkness Link is in. I can't even show you because the screen becomes so reflective. You're gonna see my hand in the screenshot. Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'll be able to hide my hand. I think I will. Ow! Oh god, something's hitting me. It's a ghost. I don't know where he's at. Oh gosh. Okay. Let's just walk around the edges of this place. Here's a doorway to the left. Here's a doorway to the north. Oh no, it's like the Lost Woods. You can just keep repeating. Let's just keep going north. Ow, there's a ghost. Keep going north. Keep going north is not how we're gonna get through this. What if we go west? What if we do the contra? Ow, there's a ghost. We'll do up, and then down. Oh, down takes us back out. Okay. So there must be some path through here. Left. Left. Up. Right. Up. Right. Left. I don't know how to get through. Oh, a sign. Up, it says. Oh, I didn't know there were signs. Wait. Why did I find a sign that time? There's no signs in this room. Oh, there is a sign in this room. It says left. Okay, so you just have to wander around the spooky dark room until you find a sign, and it tells you which direction to go. Okay. Oh. Same as before, so that's going to be left again. Thought I saw a ghost there, but maybe not. Okay. Looking for signs. Oh, here's a sign. Same as the beginning was up. Unless there was one before up that I got by chance. Okay. Oh, here's a sign. Right. Okay. This is cool. Ow, stupid ghosts. Same as 2 before. That would have been up. Hey, we got through! Okay, it's still perfectly dark, but we're clearly into somewhere new by that chiming sound and the fact that I can walk around more. Oh my gosh, where am I going? This is so creepy. It's like claustrophobic. There's fencing here. Am I going to a haunted house? Is this Luigi's Mansion 3? Oh my gosh, what's this? What am I looking at? There's like a torch maybe, but it's not lighting anything. Wait, can I use my torch? Hang on. I have a torch, y'all. Oh my jeepers. My torch lights things up. I forgot I had a torch. Hey, it's Dampe.
My name's Dampe. I'm the gravedigger here. What's that? You're called here by a ghost of a king. That'd be the ancient king of Hyrule who rests here. I've seen him myself. Well, if the king has called you, I can't see any reason not to let you in. Here, take this graveyard key.
Heck yeah, now you can open the graveyard gate. Alright, here we go. I forgot to mention there was a big block gate. Ow, a bird just flew over me and hit me, and I dropped the key, and then another bird flew by and stole the key.
What's with that crow? He up and flew off with the graveyard key. Charge after him and get that key.
Well, that's definitely what we'll do next time on Troto Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troto Power. Until then, tap A and hope for the best. Friends, I have tragic news. I decided to play more Zelda. I was going to add it on to the previous episode. And I sat here and I played it for like 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And the whole time I thought I was recording and I wasn't. So I'm going to recap for you what happened. We found the crow that stole the key. We ran into the tree to get the key back. We went into a graveyard. We multiplied ourselves into several links in order to open up a gravestone. Underneath was a staircase. We went through a little mini dungeon down there. We fought some mummies. We fought some snakes. We used some multiplication panels to solve a couple puzzles. And then we found the King of Hyrule, the dead King of Hyrule, who gave us a yellow kinstone piece that he said would help us to defeat or to save his descendant Zelda. And he told us to go to the source of the flow, which we took to probably mean the waterfall that the river comes out of. So that's going to be next episode. And then I also went and I had unlocked a kinstone thing that was a building in Hyrule that I'd never been in. So I went there and it was a gambling minigame where I lost 20 rupees by trying to guess on which chest had a prize in it. And then we fought a snake that hatched from a kinstone fusing I did and got 100 rupees back. So net gain of 80 rupees, which is sweet. And next time we'll go to the waterfall. And also I'll make sure to be recording when I play. That's the first part of the Zelda playthrough that was not recorded. I'm real sad about it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Troto Power Presents Power Playthroughs Podcast. Troto Power, your host, Troto Power, and tap A and hope for the best. And hope that the best is that you may all your recordings be recording when you record them. Hey friends, it's Troy again. Just kidding, it did record. Here it is. Here's the recording. Goodbye. Hello, friends. I don't know if this is going to be its own episode or a continuation from the previous episode. Let me know. You're in the future. In any case, in case it's not a continuation, Troto Power presents the Power Playthroughs podcast. Troto Power is the podcast that you're listening to, and I'm Troto Power, and I'm the host, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. And this is The Legend of Zelda Minish Cap, and I'm starting up the game. I don't remember where I found a spooky graveyard, and what happened? Oh, a bird stole a key?
I suppose we'll have to try going to the point marked on the map. We have no other clues leading us to the remaining element, that's for sure.
All right. Stop talking, bird. Okay, so I have to get through here. Man, it took me like all the way back to the start of this spooky graveyard. Or not even the spooky graveyard, the spooky forest where there's all the ghosts, and then I'm gonna have to go through. Yep, here's that part. Oh! There's a ghost licking me! Gross, that didn't happen last time. Now I have to go through the part where I follow the signs up. But this time I know I can use my lantern, which makes it much easier to find the signs. So, much better. Much better than before. Left. Okay. Left we go. And then kill another ghost. This sign says same as before, so that's going to be left again. And no, don't lick me, ghost. Go away. This one says same as the beginning, which was up. And then this one, after I kill the ghost, says right. Okay. And this one says same as two before, so that would be up. And then we are through. Hooray. Okay, now we're into the graveyard area where there's like wrought iron fences all around, and there's a ghost who is dead now, and there's Dampe, and he's like, bah, a crow took the key and flew off into a tree. Charge at him and give that tree a rattle if you want it back. All right. I don't remember what Dampe sounded like. I think I just recorded that maybe like yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. I don't remember. Oh, there's the crow in the tree, so let's get out our boots. I'm really bad at remembering what my character's voices are from one episode to the next. You got the graveyard key. Hey.
So, you managed to get the key back. Keep a tighter grip on it this time. At least now you can get into the graveyard.
Thanks, bird. Hat. Bird hat? Dampe says, I'll open the gate for you. Be careful in there. Thanks, Dampe. All right, now we're in the graveyard. And here's a spooky ghost. And he says, what are you doing here? This is a graveyard. There are ghosts here. Oh yeah, speaking of which, my brother lives in Hyrule Town. He's a troublesome prankster, but I often wonder how he's doing. This ghost has a purple hat. I definitely recognize him from his brother. And we're going to fuse kitten stones with him real quick, because that seems like the polite thing to do. So we'll just fuse that. Two kinstone pieces fit perfectly. Maybe something good will happen. Or it goes spinning and shining and flying off into the sky to a guy standing in a building with a train track behind him. And he says, hey, I've just hit on a great idea. This will add a little more risk. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get started. I have no idea. That's somewhere in Hyrule Town. I've never been in that building. There's a building in Hyrule Town I've never been in? Wow. That surprises me. Oh no, I'm being licked by a ghost. Go away, ghosties. Okay, let's check this. Let's look around. See what cool things we can find in the graveyard. Let's see. Oh, there's three buttons on the ground. I bet I have to turn into three links and press them all together. Yep. Somewhere there's going to be a multiplication pad. Because there's a big ol'... Oh wait, there's rocks. Maybe I just set rocks on there. There's a big gravestone at the top of the graveyard with three rocks in front of it. Oh, I didn't mean to throw that. I meant to set it down. Does it say anything on the big gravestone? No? Is there not a set rock down button? Ah, the multiplication pad is underneath the rocks. There we go. Okay. Here we go. We're going to multiply. There's one link. There's two links. There's three links. And now we have to figure out how to get up. Oh, well, okay. Somehow I have to get up there without running the links into a wall. That might actually be kind of difficult. Ah, there's a little spider on my feet. Okay. Charging up my sword. One link, two link, three links. Okay, here we go. There's no way I can get up there. I mean, there must be. Nope. How do I get up there? It doesn't seem like there would be any way. Okay. So the arrangement of the links is there's one on the right, and then two squares away there's another one. Oh, they can go through walls if I'm quick, it looks like. Okay. Oh, oh, got it. We stepped on all the buttons, and it opened up the gravestone, and there's a staircase beneath it. Down the stairs we go, and now we're in the royal crypt.
It may be the royal crypt, but graves are creepy no matter whose they are. Were we supposed to go... No, where are we supposed to meet this King Gustav anyway? I'm not sure I even want to anymore. Can't we just go somewhere less creepy?
Is this a full-on dungeon, I wonder? There's a couple mummies in here. Two mummies. That one was holding the keys, so I'm just gonna take that. Thanks. Into the next room, there's some mushrooms. Oop! I rolled into a ditch accidentally. Let's fling ourselves across using this mushroom. Whee! And there's three locked doors. I'm gonna go for the one on the right. Okay, it fell on my face. And the one in the center opened up. So, go through there. Okay, there's some multiplication pads right here. So let's... Okay, multiplication pads next to a moving platform. So I have to stand on the moving platform as multiplied links and get across. This is going to be tough. Here we go. Here's the moving platform. And jump onto the platform. Okay, going, going, going. Got to dodge obstacles. And made it through and got another key. Hooray! Use it to open locked doors and blocks. Okay. Now I have to wait for that platform to come back. To take me home. Country road. To the place. I belong. It said doors are blocks. I think I saw it. Yeah, there's two key blocks in a row up here. So there's one of them open. We'll have to find another key to the right. It looks like we're in like a castle, a decrepit castle, which is kind of interesting because I'm playing Majora's Mask over on my stream on the Twitch machines. And in that one, I am in Icona Canyon, which is a decrepit castle full of the dead. So similar themes happening here in the two Zelda games I'm playing. Okay, Step on all those buttons and get a key. You got a small key. Use it to open locked doors. Okay, cool. Go through this door. And then... ow! There's a bunch of snakes in this room. Oh, gosh. Three snakes just came charging at me. They really surprised me. Into the next room. Where there's torches that need to be lit. So we'll grab out my cool lantern and light these torches. There's a giant door in here with a Triforce above it. Exciting. Ooh, two mummies appeared when I lit the torches. Oh no, one of them grabbed me. He's like holding me. Don't hold me, mummy. Do I have a fairy? I do have a fairy. Okay. Good, because I only have two hearts. But both mummies are dead. And we can go through the door. And there's a gravestone in here with a Triforce on it. And there's the ghost. And he says, "Oh, young one, child who seeks to rescue my descendant Zelda. Welcome. My name is Gustav. I was king of Hyrule countless ages ago." And he's got a kinstone piece. "I grant to you this kinstone. Seek the source of the flow in Hyrule. Only then will your path open. Save Zelda. All of Hyrule is counting on you." That's what this ghost gave me, is a kinstone piece? I mean, I guess. Thanks.
Fascinating. An ancient king of Hyrule? How strange. And the source of the flow? What do you suppose that could mean?
I think it's going to be the source of a river, maybe? It teleported me back outside now. We have finished what we needed to do in the graveyard, I guess. Let's check the map real quick and see if there's any indication on there of where to go. Well, there's a big old waterfall at Vale Falls. That seems like a good place to go, because that's where all the water in the game comes from. That's my guess. So, real quick, let's go check out that house we opened, yeah? The guy on the train tracks that Kinstone piece opened up for us in Hyrule. Yeah. Travel to that Windcrest. Let's go see what that guy's got to say. Oh, I'm low on health. I only have two hearts. Okay, this is his house. Open it up, go inside. There's two guys in here. Let's talk to the other guy. He says, "Don't get hooked on gambling. You always lose in the end. But people keep playing, and he wants to fuse kinstone pieces. So yeah, let's do it, my dude. I'm in a kinstone kind of mood." There you go. Yeah, the two kinstone pieces fit perfectly. Maybe something good will happen. And they spin around. This guy's name is Anton, by the way. They spin around and go flying off into the air. Looks like this is, I think, east of Hyrule Castle. It caused a snake to appear in the ground in the eastern hills. And the symbol on the map I put is like an egg hatching. Weird. I wonder what that does. Anyway, let's talk to this guy.
"Oh, no. A customer. Why did I ever start a treasure game shop anyway? All right, then. Welcome to the fascinating world of treasure blah, blah, blah. In this wonderland, you can test your luck and win big, maybe. I don't really recommend it myself, but whatever. It's your loss. 10 rupees for one try if you still want to throw money away on such a terrible pastime. I'd really just save it if I were you." Yeah, let's do it. Give it a try. And he fell over backwards. And he says, "Huh. Level 1 is more than enough to take your money, but if you're feeling particularly self-destructive, we've even got level 2 now, rue the day. Which level would you like to try?" "Well, let's do level 1 first." "I see. Well, I guess I can't talk you out of it. All right, I'll get it set up. Just going back after I do." And his, like, countertop slid away on the minecart, and now I've gone through the door, and he says, "All right, just open whichever chest you'd like. If you win, then I'll double the amount of your bet." "That's it?" "Oh, I got a skull. Now see what happens when you gamble? Oh, I tried to warn you, so you're really done, right?" "All right." This guy's weird. He's like, "Don't get out of here before you lose your shirt off your back. We're going to do it again, and we're going to do level 2. Give it a try." And look how shocked he is. Okay. And then level 2 says hard. "I see. Well, I guess I can't talk you out of it. All right, I'll get it set up." And then he goes rolling away, and we'll go through the door. And there's 3 chests. Just open whichever chest you'd like. If you win, I'll triple the amount you bet. Left, middle, or right? Left, middle, or right? Middle. Nope. It was the right. All right. Well, that's what I got with that kinstone piece earlier, I guess. Weird. Let's go check that snake that we hatched with that other kinstone piece. And then we'll call it a day. And then we'll call it a day, friends. I'm definitely going to attach this to that other episode, by the way. It has not been nearly long enough to be its own episode. But we did complete a mini dungeon, I guess, with that graveyard, right? So that's cool. All right. Nope, this is Lon Lon Ranch. Wait, where's the Eastern Hills? Oh, Eastern Hills are way down there. They're down to the south. Okay. Rolling past all kinds of enemies. I'm gonna... Yeah, let's cut back through Hyrule Castle Town. Okay. I guess it's not Castle Town in this one, it's just Hyrule Town, but, you know... Okay. Out the middle of town. There we go. Went out the south end. Now we're in South Hyrule Field. We'll cut over to the right. And that should put us in the Eastern Hills. There we go. And here's that snake that popped up. Whoa, he's real fast. Oh my gosh. He takes so many hits with a sword. And meanwhile, there's a whole stack of duck people trying to attack me. All right, we beat him. He dropped a real big rupee. I guess that's what that was. It was 100 rupees. So now I have 497 rupees. So cool. We are going to explore a waterfall next time on Turtle Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast. Turtle Power, until then, it's happy and hope for the best.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Hey, I'm Tyler, and I host the podcast Young for This Hit, where I used to watch movies I had never seen before with friends who really liked it, but then I ran out of time because I was doing too much other podcast stuff. Anyways, now I'm watching TV shows with my friend Evan. Say hi, Evan.
What?
So we're watching TV shows at least one of us haven't seen, sometimes both of us. Anyway, sometimes we like them, sometimes we hate them, other times it's just, I don't know, it's whatever. But anyways, we're watching them, and it's Too Young for This Hit, and you can find us at probablywork.com and any other place you want to listen to podcasts or you just hear sounds in general. That's probablywork.com, and we're Too Young for This Hit. Well, I gotta go edit another podcast, so bye.
Oh my god, I hated that so much.